You're listening to the DSR NHL Dynasty Podcast with your host, Christopher MacDonald. Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Christopher MacDonald, your host and the commissioner of the Degenerates Stretch Run Dynasty League, and this is episode one of the DSR NHL Dynasty Podcast. Thanks for listening. Though the podcast is designed for managers from our league, those of you listening that aren't involved, I think you'll find the show relatively interesting, or at least we'll try to keep it interesting for everyone. Everyone should, however, understand that the idea for the podcast came to me since I did some time in radio broadcasting college, and I haven't practiced it in over 20 years. So I expect this show to be a bit clunky and something I can look back on in years or even sooner and probably be pretty embarrassed about. But that's not what it's about. It's more about just getting back in the swing of things, and I'm sure we'll get better. I'll be able to listen to this episode, hear what sounds better, what didn't sound very good, and what we can improve on, more sound effects, and then that kind of stuff. I should explain that the Degenerates Stretch Run Dynasty League is a league that only has games from January to the end of the NHL regular season. This year, the NHL started on January 18th, and in a typical year, we'll probably start in a date that includes January 1st. So we'll have the Winter Classic in there. That'll be typically our start off to the regular season. That's really because a lot of the people in our league are degenerate gamblers that are also very into the NFL fantasy season. Most of us play Dynasty Fantasy Football, and we'll take a look at ways we can correlate the things we know from Dynasty Fantasy Football into Dynasty Hockey, because for most of us, this is our first experience, and this is the first year for the DSR League. The league is active throughout the year, though, as it's a Dynasty League, so trading and lead talk is active throughout the year. Here's how I see the podcast working. I'm going to discuss some recent news that impacts the league to get us started most weeks. Then we'll review the previous week's league scores, without being too stat spitting. You know, I want to make sure that you're going to see something here on the show that you're not just going to see by opening up the app and checking the scores. We'll also have a game of the week section where we talk about last week's game of the week and set up next week's game. Try to find a game that, you know, has a team that we haven't really looked at on the show. And also, the game has some meaning, either a couple of teams that are at the top of the standings playing it against each other, a team maybe that's trying to make the playoffs or close to the playoffs that has a big game, must-win game, or maybe even a team at the bottom of the standings if two teams are playing at the bottom of the standings and, you know, they're maybe tanking for that top pick, even though later on a future show, we'll talk about the draft lottery and how that works. And, of course, you can check the league bylaws to get more information on that. Finally, I'll have a guest on the show to give us some perspectives on their team, the league, and any changes they've made recently. We'll probably play a game with them or get into conversation with them, if they've, especially if they've made a trade recently, try to get their perspectives on the trade. I'm going to try to make the podcast not so full of stats, as I said before, but I do like to take a look at interesting outliers statistically and break down the categories others in the league may not be looking at. We also might talk about some potential stats to add in the future and what that would do to the league right now if we had that stat. That's something I'm excited about looking at later on future episodes. We'll also talk about hot and cold players in the NHL and who has them on their team. We'll review their performance statistically as we go over the scores, game of the week, and sometimes when we're talking to the managers themselves, we'll talk about how their players are doing and what they're doing with them. I'll try not to talk about my own players too glowingly, but it's hard to see your own biases. But this is a great platform for me, and of course the guests I have on each week to congratulate ourselves, gives ourselves a pat on the back, and at the same time, a good time to make fun of our league mates without them being able to crack back on us. So without further ado, let's get started. So no real major stories in the NHL this week. A minor trade between the Senators and Carolina, where Senators get Ryan Dzingel back, sending Alex Galchenyuk and Cedric Paquette the other way. The Hurricanes quickly put Galchenyuk on waivers. He cleared waivers, and then they flipped him to Toronto, bringing back a couple of prospect players, mainly a depth move. I don't think any of these guys are going to be fantasy relevant. So with that, let's move on to our own league. So one thing I want to make sure for the listeners, and just to be clear with everyone, the standings move pretty quickly because we play an extra game. Every week, everyone plays head-to-head against someone, but we also play an extra game against the average. What we want to do is we're going to look at that and how important it was a little bit later in this episode, but we'll also talk about it later on in future episodes about how it's impacted our league and the benefits of it. But just so everybody knows, we calculate everybody's total score from the week and go against the average. It's somewhat common now that people will play against the median, ensuring six teams always get an extra win if they've gotten over the median. We do it against the average here. So if somebody has a really high scoring week and everyone's sort of around the same, it could push it that not six teams would get points. And sometimes if a team has a really bad week, then we might see seven teams get an extra point. So it just makes it a little bit more interesting that you've got to keep an eye on where the average is. And if you're over or below the average, it could be a big deal in getting those extra points to make the playoffs. As we look at the standings, Rob Mackey's Semen Stains lead the league. I'm going to have to thank him later for having me say that on our podcast. I'm working really hard to keep this a clean podcast so we don't get the explicit marking on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. So we'll try to keep the swearing down, but I will have to talk about Mackey's Semen Stains more often than I'd probably want to. After that, we've got Leafs the Rest Behind and Burnin's Inc. at 6-2. Myself with Team Sidorkowitz and the Peter North Stars at 5-3. Johnny Mac's Dirty Dangles, Charlestown Chiefs at 4-4. The Better Koivu's got 3 wins and 5 losses. In spite of having a pretty good team, he's going to want to make sure he gets some points if he's going to want to have a chance at the playoffs. And then, unfortunately, we've got our lower-seeded teams. We've got Clan MacKinnon, Mr. Last Place, and Basingstoke Bison all at 2-6, followed by Alvin Simon and Shea Theodore at 1-7. That's Kyle's team, the Alvin Simon and Shea Theodore team. They've had a rough go of it with the COVID. A lot of their games have been postponed after we started them. Our league runs as a week straight, just like you'd have in a fantasy football league. This way, there's a little less pressure to make sure that you're watching every day. Now, I should mention that the season has just gotten started, and though the extra game versus the average really does push up how many wins teams are getting, there's still a lot of time to come back. You don't want to get too high on how good you are, how low, because you had a slow start. But same goes with players, too. You know, you don't want to be cutting players now when they're just having a rough start. A lot of these guys hadn't played in a year. Who knows what their workout regimens were like, and now that they're with their teams, they're getting a little bit better. And also, you know, maybe somebody's having a hot start, and don't get too excited about them and somebody trade for them, giving away all their top picks or prospects to get a guy who's just having a hot January, February. You know, sometimes you're going to get it right. Sometimes you're going to be wrong. Sometimes you're going to be lucky. I think it's important to just keep trying to get better and ensuring that if you can, just make sure you're making the smart moves by having some sort of process. And also, when you're making trades, try to look at what's going to make you better. Every trade should be making you better, but also you're trying to look at what makes sense for the other team too, so you can actually get deals done. But you know, sometimes it's okay to be wrong on a guy. Go out and get your guy, and if you're wrong, well, what are you going to do? And then sometimes you're going to get a throw-in player and get lucky on it, but, you know, you asked for that throw-in player too, so probably something that you can make work. Speaking of trades, let's break down a big trade we had in our league. That's Kyle, Alvin Simon, and Shea Theodore, that team that was 1-7. And Sean Clan MacKinnon, who is just above him at 2-6, trying to make a shakeup to their team. I do want to make sure I let people know, though, that I don't want to discourage trading by having this podcast. I don't want to make teams worried their deals will be publicly mocked on the podcast. It's definitely great content to talk about, but I'll try to break it down and hopefully be able to present both sides of the deal and not just my own perspective. So let's dig into this deal between Kyle and Sean. So you've got two 2014 first-round picks in Kevin Fiala and William Nylander switching teams. Both players are 24 years old. Fiala's going over to Kyle and having Simon Shea Theodore. Fiala had 265 games played. He scored 74 goals and 161 points. Nylander going to Sean's Clan MacKinnon, 322 games played with 90 goals and 233 points. So, you know, you've got 70 extra points from Nylander. He's on a bit of a higher scoring team, and he's played about 40 extra games. So I think it's pretty easy to say that Nylander is the better prospect there, but it's not, you know, it's not that Fiala is not, 74 goals and 160 points in 295 games. Pretty good on a Minnesota Wild team that doesn't score a lot. He also had goalies in this deal. Goalie switching teams are 30-year-old Darcy Kempfer. He joins Fiala on Alvin Simon Shea Theodore. Going back is 26-year-old Cal Pettersson. Pettersson 2-4 this season with 13.66 fantasy points versus Kemper's 5-6, giving him 27.12 points, including a shutout on Monday in his first game with ASST. Now, after hearing that, which side of the deal do you want? Seriously, if you're looking at this, you want Nylander and Pettersson or Fiala and Kempfer? I think if you're looking at the deal just with those two pieces, you know, you're definitely going to want that Nylander and Pettersson side. But that's because there's more to this deal. Injured 26-year-old 2012 first-round pick Matt Dumba is also going to join ASST, along with a first-round pick in summer 2022. In exchange, a second-round pick going back to Clan MacKinnon in summer 2022. For me, with that addition, getting Dumba and a first-round pick, I'll take the Fiala and Kempfer side. Kempfer probably help a team more this year, even though Kyle's probably going to be tough to dig out of the hole he's gotten into so far. Definitely getting some goaltending help and getting his players back on the ice and out of COVID protocols. Probably jamming in some games here at the end of the season where he can get a lot of four-game weeks and get a chance to get back into the standings. And that's our first trade breakdown. So last week's game of the week, because we're starting in week five of the regular season, we've got the benefit of going back and looking at a few games. But I do want to circle in on one game that was last week that I probably would have made the game of the week. It was Johnny Mac's Dirty Dangles versus Mackey's Semin Stains, which was a battle of two top teams in the league at the time. But the game was honestly a major disappointment. Semin Stains gets the win at 39-33, but neither team even got over the league average scoring. So Semin Stains goes 1-1, where Johnny Mac goes 0-2. Just to explain that a little bit more, the most ever points scored in a week in the league was by yours truly in week 3, 92 points. But more commonly, the highest scores each week are in the 70s. For instance, the second highest score ever was 78 points put up by Leafs the Rest Behind. That was just last week. So that game last week was honestly a real dud. The game I really want to review, and I get to because it's my podcast, the first episode, and I've got the total control right now, was the game between me and my brother in week 4. It finished 71-64 for Johnny Mac's Dirty Dangles. There was a lot of trash talking and gif exchanging in the league chat leading up to this one, and John picks up the win. I do want to point out, though, that I had Jack Eichel in, who played 0 minutes due to COVID, as well as Joel Eriksson-Ek and Samuel Girard, that each only played one game because their teams missed games due to COVID as well. Sure, Vincent Dunn missed one game, but I think you know where I'm going with this. Maybe there'll be a rematch in the postseason. Otherwise, I'll need to wait for next season to get my revenge. This shortened season, we only play everybody once. Next year, even though the season will only be a little bit longer, you'll probably get 2 or 3 extra weeks in there where you may play a team twice. I'll have to wait and see if I can get a chance to make up for that game. But who knows, we might have more cancellations during the playoffs that'll determine people's seasons. So knock on wood, hopefully we won't have any of that. As I look over next week's games, the game of the week that stands out to me is the 4-4 Charlestown Chiefs versus the 6-2 Leafs, the rest behind. The Chiefs really need this one to give themselves a chance to make the playoffs in the league. Right now, just outside of the playoffs, you know, they're actually in a tie for the last playoff spot. They would lose out to Johnny Mac's Dirty Dangles because of points four. So they need to win this one. And Leafs, the rest behind, has got a chance to jump into first place, just one game behind Simmons Staines. So has a lot on the line for both teams. I think both of them are going to try to certainly get a point above the average, and then we'll see who gets out on top on this one. And that does it for the weekly roundup. So for this week's third segment, I'm not going to have a guest, as I really want to test out and see, you know, how to post things and get it up online and get it onto the right places and make sure I'm not wasting my time with all this recording and work. So I'm just going to go over a couple of interesting stats I found on the website and get people thinking a little bit about how to rate their players. And then next week, I'll try to make it a little bit more interesting with not just having my voice on the podcast, and get some other guys on and get some back and forth, which makes things a little bit easier, certainly for me. But so far, it's been a lot of fun. I hope you're enjoying the show. So I'm taking a look at right now the top fantasy point players in the league. And no surprise, we've got Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, and Austin Matthews leading the way. I'm pretty sure that's the order that the draft went. Those three straight, or oh no, forgive me, we had Nathan MacKinnon, who's been injured, and he'll find his way back up to the top of the standings. But that was definitely three of the top four guys right there at the top. And even though Matthews isn't third, he's been tearing it up. He's got 13 goals leading the league. So I think the owners of those three teams are pretty, or three players are pretty happy. It starts to get interesting after that, though. Fourth highest scoring player this year is Patrice Bergeron. Leafs, the rest behind, grabbed him and got a pretty good value on him if we look at it now. And speaking of values, fifth highest scoring player is Joel Pavelski. He was a waiver wire pickup by me. I want to thank Mr. Last Place, Dave, for dropping him, and I scooped him right up. He became my number one center. I was hurting at center, and he sits really nicely with Jack Eichel up there. After that, you know, some names we're used to seeing at the top of the standings or the point totals, Mitch Marner and Patrick Kane. And then Jordan Staal kind of stands out. You know, one of these things doesn't belong, but, you know, he's got 32 fantasy points. And that's fantastic for only 5 weeks. So I'm sure Charlestown Chiefs is happy to have him, even though they're a younger team. He's got to be their captain, I'm sure. You got Scheifele, Brad Marchand, Tyler Toffoli, another waiver wire pickup. Charlestown Chiefs probably enjoying that a lot too. Bo Horvat and Brock Besser, two Canucks. And then Ryan O'Reilly, John Tavares, another one that you know, maybe got picked a little bit early in the draft, but leaves the rest behind. He's pretty happy to have him on his team right now. And the one guy I want to get to, we've got, you know, James Van Riemsdyk's here, Nickel Ehlers, Elias Lindholm, Steven Stamkos. And when the last player to round out the top 20 is a guy that you'll all remember in the draft, Nicklas Backstrom. Nicklas Backstrom right now has got 28 points, 20th overall for our league. And he slid in the draft. We all had a chance to take him probably three or four times as he stayed as the top-rated player, and for whatever reason, nobody wanted to take on Nicklas Backstrom. I know I'm kicking myself right now for not taking him when I've got Alex Ovechkin. Would have made a nice pair for sure to get all those points and probably two furs every time he potted a goal. So missed out on that one. Nice job by Burnin Zink grabbing him late, and what a value for sure. But what I really did want to get into, I don't know if everyone's taken a look at it, and what really matters, especially with these COVID postponements, is the average. The player's scoring average is so important. I get a lot of trade offers right now with looking for my players who haven't scored a lot of total points, but their averages are really high, like a guy like Samuel Girard. he's a guy who hasn't played a lot of games because Colorado's had a lot of postponements, but his points per game have been so good. So he's a guy that you're going to have to pay up for if you want him. And I talked about him already, Joe Pavelski. Joe, don't call me Joel Pavelski. Number one for averages. He's averaging 3 points per game. Such a solid player for me. Great waiver wire pickup. Following him, Jordan Staal, second best player by average, because Carolina hasn't been playing as many games either due to COVID. Austin Matthews, Connor McDavid, and Draisaitl follow up there. But another guy who's way up there is David Pastrnak. Great pickup by Semenstains. Got him late in the draft. And now he's back playing already. So he got a value, didn't have to wait that long. And he's one of the top players on an average weekly stat. So who else have we got here that kind of stands out? Alex Ovechkin, he's up there in the top 20. We've got Trocheck from Carolina. Peter Norstars has got him 2.3 points per game. So completely solid. Sean Couturier shows up here. Even Patrick Laine, he missed a lot of time because he was in a big blockbuster NHL trade, so he had to COVID quarantine. But he's 2.3 points per game, even though Torts is sitting him a little bit more than probably the owner would like. Solid player. And then, of course, you've got Nicholas Backstrom, 2.2 points per game. And another really good value grab by Alvin Simon and Shea Theodore is Anze Kopitar. Guy who slipped really far, he's 2.2 points per game. He sits number 20 overall for average points per game. So I think that'll be the last point I make for this part of the podcast is just take a look at those averages. It means a lot more than a player's total points, especially in a year like this where some teams probably won't play as many games as the other teams. When you're looking at your trade offers, make sure you're looking at how many points they're scoring on the average because that's really what matters. And I just want to thank everybody for giving me a chance here. And I promise after I get a chance to listen to this, we'll make some adjustments and it should be a better show going forward. Thanks very much. See you next week.